This is Doug Miller. Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Stick around. Let's talk about the Bible.
Communication. Of all God's creatures, man does it best. And he does it through the medium of language, both written and spoken. Dialogue is a program dedicated to the belief that God has communicated truthfully with the most intelligent of his earthly creatures, man. We therefore invite you to enter into dialogue as we discuss the principles, truths, and foundations of God's Word. Now here's your host, Dr. Doug Miller.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Sublett. This is Doug Miller. The program is Dialogue, and we are beginning a new book today, and it is one that I have never taught before. I've read it, but I've never taught it. So we're in all for a little surprise and a treat, I think. You for listening and putting up with me, from being enriched by getting able to teach this book. And because actually, when you teach a book, you learn a lot more about it, I'm persuaded, than those who are sitting under your teaching. Now, if you're sitting there saying, well, what's the book, Miller? It's Zechariah the prophet. It's one of the last books of the Old Testament. It's at the very end of the Old Testament. And it's one of the books of the, it's right before Malachi, which is the last book of the Old Testament, so you won't have trouble finding it. Bring your Bibles. Come along. Open up to Zechariah the prophet and call a friend. Tell them to listen in as well. Now, Dialogue is brought to you every week at this time by Dialogue Ministries Incorporated, a nonprofit organization that exists solely for the purpose of seeing this word go out as far out as we can get it to as many as we can get it out to. And to that end, we require the assistance of the people of God. We cannot exist without you. Write Dialogue down on your little prayer list and pray for Dialogue and pray for me. It is an enormous responsibility to teach in a forum like this, or to teach in any forum. Pray that the Lord will give me insight into these books. Pray that I will be led in the way everlasting. Pray that I will not stumble any. Pray that my words and the words of this book will go like arrows to the hearts of the listeners. And, of course, we would always love to hear from you. Our mailing address, Dialogue, P.O. Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. If you didn't get that, keep your writing materials handy, and Paul Sublett will give it to you again at the end of the broadcast. If you wish to email me, well, that's okay. That's all right. Might as well take advantage of all the technology that's out there. And so we've got an email address. It is Dialogue Ministries, all one word, all small letters, at sbcglobal.net. Dialogue Ministries at sbcglobal.net. If you wish to look at our webpage, that's dialogueministries.org. And you can go in there and pull down the webpage and read and listen and just have all kinds of fun. If you would like to talk to me, we have a telephone. It is area code 405-535-9089. Okay? Area code 405-535-9089. And you will get a message, and I will, of course, get back with you. I promise. Last week I announced on here, I've got a book out right now. It is called A Mid-Century Awakening. And by Doug Miller, you can go online and order a copy. And if you say, well, I haven't got the money, well, let me know. Let me hear from you. We'll get you a copy without any money. How's that? But if you wish to buy a copy, I think you'll be blessed by the book A Mid-Century Awakening by Doug Miller. Okay, let's look at Zechariah the prophet. Now you might say, why would you wish to read Zechariah? I don't know. The other day I was listening to David Jeremiah talk about Revelation, and he said that, and he had taken some sort of survey or something. I don't know where he'd gotten his information, but he said most of the people that he knew and that he had talked to had been in, and Bible-believing churches most of their life, and they had never heard a preacher speak from the book of Revelation, or on the book of Revelation, rather, or teach the book of Revelation. All right. Well, of course, the church I grew up in, I'll assure you that the preachers there didn't teach the book of Revelation. I'm not even sure they believed it. But I believe it. And the book of Revelation has been a great blessing to me. Now, I just want to think a little bit about Revelation here, because we are into the introductory message to this book of Zechariah. Revelation, and we've gone through it here on Dialogue, Revelation is an apocalyptic book. It is, in fact, called the Apocalypse. And apocalypse comes from the Greek word apokalypsis, which literally means to take the cover off of something or to unveil something or, ergo, to reveal something. Something that has been hidden up to now and something that is being revealed. There are two apocalyptic books in the Old Testament. One of them we've gone through on here. It is the book of Daniel. Zechariah is the other book that is apocalyptic and that deals with the end times. Now, all of you who have been listening to Dialogue for any time, and those of you who may know me or who have sat under my spoken ministry in churches or wherever, will have no difficulty understanding that I believe we are certainly living in the end times. I don't see any way around it. I see Israel back in the land. I see Israel surrounded by hostile armies. I see Israel back in the land in unbelief, Ezekiel said very clearly they would be. It's the vision of dry bones. I see the nations turning against Israel. I see, and for those of you, if you're thinking in terms of a two-state solution and the Palestinians will have their state and Israel will have its state, forget it. It is not going to happen. Did you hear that? It is not going to happen unless or until someone comes along with the military clout and the political know-how to make it happen. And that man will be the Antichrist, because I will tell you and I will assure you that the Palestinians are not going to make it happen because they're not interested. What they are interested in is destroying Israel and wiping Israel out. And we are living in that time that so much of history has been pointing toward, and so much of the Bible has been pointing toward. If you are not convinced that we are living in the end times just by looking at the conditions of this world, the hatred, the violence, the political breakdown, the wickedness and the evil that is going on in our country right now. If the murder of the babes out there will not convince you, how about homosexuality being, trotted out as morally correct and proper and everyone from the president on down supporting this kind of stuff? But now, if that won't convince you, look at Israel And one of the reasons we want to take a look at this book of Zechariah the prophet is because it points to Israel in the end times. And it has things to say that are wonderful and marvelous. And we are going to see these things, and it will make a difference. Now, I want you to take a look at Zechariah, and let me tell you that he wrote this book in about 520 B.C. How do we know that? Because he wrote it during the reign of Darius. And therefore, you can see that, the ministry of Zechariah in many ways overlapped the ministry of Haggai, which is the prophet right before Zechariah. He wrote it, and his ministry overlaps that of Daniel the prophet, who was writing during the prophesying during the time of Darius. And let's talk a little bit about this guy, Darius. Darius was the Medo-Persian king that reigned and ruled over the empire after Babylon fell. Okay? He was the man, and he, if you wish to just take a look at it, and I can't think of a reason why we shouldn't, if you will look back in the book of Daniel, you will find Darius, and Darius is the man who took over, the Median who took over after the fall of Babylon, and Darius is the one who destroyed Babylon, and this was right after, of course, Belshazzar and the writing on the wall, and Darius is the one who reigned during the time of that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. And he is a man who reigned during much of Daniel. And clear up to, we don't see another ruler coming in until the 10th chapter of Daniel. And therefore, what can I tell you? Well, I can tell you that this man, Darius, was ruling during Daniel, and that Zechariah was writing his prophecy during the time it certainly overlapped Daniel. But that's not all I can tell you about Zechariah. Zechariah is mentioned 38 times in the Old Testament. 38 times in the Old Testament. And the first mentioning of Zechariah, so far as I am able to tell, is way back in 1 Chronicles. And in 1 Chronicles, of course, and coming right on up to Zechariah itself, that's 38 times. Who was he? Well, we have this, and he tells us right up front here. He was the son of Berechiah, who was the son of Iddo the prophet. So he was a man who was the son of prophets. And, of course, Zechariah's name means remembered of Yahweh. I have every reason to believe that Zechariah was in Babylon right along with Daniel. He was no doubt a part of the captivity. But there's more than that to be said about Zechariah. Zechariah was among those who came back and who came back with when the captivity, when Cyrus sent them back to rebuild the walls and to rebuild the temple. He came back and he was a part of the restoration under Nehemiah and Ezra. He is mentioned in those books several times as being a part of this. And in fact, Ezra mentions him six times. I had it right. Nehemiah, it mentions him another six times. So, and of course, those were the men who were involved in the rebuilding of the wall and the rebuilding of the temple and reestablishing worship in Jerusalem. And these are the ones who came back from the captivity. So Zechariah is very well established in the Old Testament. But there's more to be said about it than this. Luke, in the 11th chapter of Luke, verse 51, the Lord Jesus is recorded as mentioning Zechariah. And he says Zechariah. That's, I guess, the Greek way of doing it. But nevertheless, it's Zechariah. It's our man here. And in that, Luke 11:51, the Lord Jesus indicates that Zechariah, who wrote this wonderful book we're going to be looking at, who had been through so much, who had survived Babylon, who was remembered of the Lord, Zechariah was murdered in Jerusalem between the temple and the altar, the Lord Jesus says. And who murdered him? It wasn't the Babylonians. It was not the Persians or the Medeans. It was not the Gentiles. It was a bunch of Jews. It was, and when I say the Jews, understand who I'm talking about here. It was people of the, you know, the Pharisee persuasion. The Lord Jesus is very blunt in what he has to say about these guys. And, of course, they didn't like it, did they? Let's go back and take a look at it. Just hold your place there. Turn back to Luke 11. And let's see the end of Zechariah. Kind of interesting, isn't it? The Lord Jesus says, and let's pick it up in verse 49, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets, them who. In fact, let's go back even a little earlier. Let's go back a little earlier and pick this up to see the whole condemnation here. One of the lawyers said to the Lord Jesus in verse 45, Master, thus saying, thou reproachest us also. Well, what had the Lord said? He had laid the axe to the root of the tree. He had blasted these Pharisees for being a bunch of self-righteous hypocrites. And this lawyer said, well, you're reproaching us as well. The Lord said, woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourselves touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Truly ye bear witness that ye allow the deeds of your father, for they indeed killed them, and ye build their sepulchres. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, here's our man, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Woe unto you lawyers, and so on and so forth. Who is Jesus talking to here? He's not just talking to Jews in general, I'll assure you. He is talking to these religious individuals. He is talking, and, you know, there's one individual that I know of out there who's teaching that he was talking strictly to those people in that day and time, and the temple was torn down in 70 and therefore all AD, and therefore all of this was fulfilled. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not what the Lord says here at all. He says that all of the blood from Abel to Zacharias shall be required from the which was shed from the foundation of the world. It's not just these guys standing here listening to him. It's their fathers, and it's those who came before them. And it has to be a bunch of Gentiles, too, because it goes back to Abel, which goes back before there was ever any. There were any Jews. There were no Hebrews at that time. So here we have our man. Here is a man who came to his people Israel with the words of truth. The thanks that he got was to be murdered. All right, let's see what he has to say to them. And we just have gotten started here. We won't really get done very much here, but we'll do what we can. The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. I think it is interesting how often in this brief time that we've read this, saith the Lord of hosts appears. Zechariah keeps reminding them that it is God speaking to them, and they need to take heed and to pay attention. And here you have God's displeasure. And therefore say to them, and thus saith, and thus saith, and thus saith. It is repeated over again and again. What is God saying to them? Once again, look at it. Turn to me. The implication is very clear. They have turned away. Those of you who are listening out there to me, I do not believe that this country we are living in is going to turn back to God. It might, but I don't believe it. Doesn't mean we shouldn't tell it to. Doesn't mean we shouldn't pray for our country and our leaders. But I don't believe that's going to happen. But I can tell you one thing for sure. Individuals can turn back to God. And that is God's calling to all of us. I don't know who's out there listening to me. Some of you may be unsaved. You have never yet turned to God. You had better turn to God. You repent and you believe the gospel. Some of you, you may be saved, but you have long ago turned away from God and you are not living for the Lord. I want you to look at this. Turn to me, saith the Lord of hosts. Turn. Those that Zechariah was preaching to and prophesying to were individuals who had been carried away captive out of Jerusalem unto Babylon. Why were they carried away? Because they would not heed the prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah among them, who had gone before and who had told them, turn back to God, repent and turn back to God. They would not. Therefore, they wound up in captivity in Babylon. Now, we've got a new generation, a bunch of people who were born in Babylon, and most of them never came back. And those who did come back, they get the same message that would be given to those in Babylon. Turn to me. Had they learned nothing from their experience? Well, apparently not. Have we learned nothing in this country? Have those of you who are listening, have you learned nothing? You turn to God and you turn now. This is Doug Miller. This is Dialogue.
Dialogue. Exploring and considering the revelation of the God who created the vast star fields and the simple starfish. Have we communicated with you? Then why not communicate with us? Write to Dialogue, Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. That's Post Office Box 1222, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Be with us next week for Dialogue.